As the saying goes, everybody talks about the weather, but nobody does anything about it. Well, according to commentator and anthropologist Meredith Small, there was a time when people did something about the weather. They moved, and it's a good thing they did.
I live in Ithaca, New York, where the weather pretty much stinks. It's not the snow or the rain, but the endless grayness that gets to you. When I first moved here, a friend told me Ithaca's the place where the clouds go to die. And he was right. After a month or two of gray days, especially on summer gray days, I often ask myself, why do I live here? And being an anthropologist who always takes these sorts of questions to a more global level, I also often ask myself, why does anyone live here? The answer is that humans are the one species that has migrated into every nook and cranny on Earth, and Ithaca is one of those crannies. It started about 1.5 million years ago when early human ancestors first decided to pick up stakes and move out of Africa, leaving those sunny savannas behind. Why in the world did they do that? Researchers believe that the African savannas had become a mite too sunny, a mite too dry, and the big game animals were leaving, and so the humans trailed behind, following food to new climates. It took them many thousands of years, but eventually these people got as far as China and Southeast Asia and the steppe of Russia. And then this first group of pioneers was followed again and again by waves of humanity that felt compelled to leave Africa and conquer the Earth. They moved up into Europe and across the Bering Strait into North and South America and across the Pacific. All this meandering dropped people off in various habitats, and most of those climates were not all that nice. Europe was especially freezing, and North America was no picnic. But they were able to adapt because hunting food on the hoof meant there were animal skins to wear and hides and big bones for erecting shelters. And so people have a long history of making do with whatever climate they land in, as long as they can make a living. Ithaca probably looked great back then. It's woodsy here, and the forest must have been loaded with game. Even today, we have deer in the backyard, woodchucks under the barn, and rabbits chewing on the garden, all within the city limits. If I could only see these creatures as my ancestors did, as dinner, or fur coats for winter, or as fodder for a house structure, maybe then I could stop whining about the weather and actually enjoy the next gray day where the clouds go to die.
Meredith Small is an anthropologist in Ithaca, New York.